Namaste, welcome to the 100th episode of Freedom Sautari podcast. In today's episode, I, Nanumaya Khadka and Narayan Prasad Khimire. We have been looking after media monitoring issues and journalist rights in Nepal. We will be discussing about long-entrenched impunity on crimes against journalists in Nepal. Here, I would also like to share a good news that recently we got informed that our podcast has gained popularity and is among one of the most listened podcasts in Nepal. So, let's come to our discussion. November 2, which is marked as the International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists every year. The day is marked across the globe in a bid to raise awareness on journalist rights, express solidarity to the campaign of journalist safety, and advocate for justice to the victim journalists and media persons in order to end impunity for the crimes meted out against them. The United Nations has announced the day in 2013 to be marked across the globe in response to the continuous lobby of the organizations working for freedom of expression in commemoration of the deadly attack and killing of 32 media persons and journalists named as Ampatuan Massacre in Philippines in 2009.
Thank you, Nanuji, focusing this special episode. This is the 100th episode of Freedom Sautari podcast. Today, as Nanumaya said, it is focused on impunity, the impunity related to crime against journalists. Yes, so when coming to this issue, of course, impunity is long ingrained. It is entrenched in Nepali society and in relation to the journalist rights and safety as well. The crime related to journalists are yet to be addressed fully. Whether we talk about the present situations about the violence against journalists or about the past that country had witnessed a decade-long insurgency where journalists were killed and made disappear, the impunity is still pending, or the families of the victim journalists are yet to be scattered justice. Taking the very prominent cases, as we talk about the improvement recently, the murder of journalist Dekendra Thapa of Dailik and Birendra Shah of the Southern Plains, they have been arrested by the police, and Freedom Forum welcomes that initiatives and also urges the Nepal police and other stakeholders or concerned authorities to take further efforts to bring to book those who were involved in the murder and disappearance of other journalists. In Freedom Forum's report that prepared based on the disappearance and killing of journalists since 1996 to till date, 23 journalists were killed by both sides, and five journalists have gone missing since 1996. And Freedom Forum is urging the stakeholder concerned for their collective effort to address these situations. Now, as you said, journalist Balram Banya's case, according to his family, his death is still suspicious. Family members are still expressing doubt whether he died himself, they are still arguing that he was killed. In such situation, the impunity must not prevail, but must be addressed. Now, let's go to the programs that Freedom Forum organized on November 27 to mark the International Day to End Impunity for Crime Against Journalists. It was the virtual event, and which gathered 32 participants from various sectors like victim journalists, families, freedom of expression defenders, academia, media persons, official from human rights body, transitional justice mechanism, and others. In the programs, the family members of the journalists killed during the insurgency period in Nepal appealed for cooperation from all sides: journalists, freedom of expression defenders, transitional justice mechanism, and government for the justice.
Okay, so the program started with the presentation made by senior journalist and FOA defender Dharmendra Jha on the status of journalists killed and disappeared in Nepal since 1996 till date. As Narayan sir just now said that Freedom Forum had carried out a study and prepared a report, Mr. Jha also presented on the same report stating that 23 journalists were killed in Nepal since 1996. The country has witnessed armed insurgency from 1996 to 2006. He added, the perpetrators involved in the crime against journalists were still walking scot-free. Some cases were pending in courts, some in transitional justice mechanism, and investigation is stalled for some cases. He also added that justice was delayed, much to the worry of the families of victim journalists. He again said, although it has been long Nepal restored democracy, journalists are still facing intimidation. He also mentioned that although society sees crimes, the impunity relating to it is bad for good governance. It is, however, positive that Nepal police has arrested some murder accused in cases of journalists Dekendra Thapa and Birendra Shah, which just Narayan sir also mentioned few months back.
Yeah, similarly, in that very program, Executive Chief of Freedom Forums, Tarnath Dahal, reminded that UNESCO Director General used to write, still writing to the Nepal government about the status of justice to the slain journalists in Nepal. But worryingly, the response is not made, Mr. Dahal said. And the impunity is a sheer challenge to freedom of expression and journalist rights, rule of law, transparency, and democracy. He also said that the International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists is observed throughout the month of November across the globe. Journalists who are frontline human rights defenders and who are actively informing people on various issues of public concern face more risk. It is the day to express solidarity to the campaign for justice to the families of the journalists killed and disappeared. Mr. Dahal further said, Freedom Forum has been continuously updating the status of journalists killed and disappeared in Nepal. It is observing the day since UN announced, in Nepal also, Freedom Forum has been organizing programs to observe the End Impunity Day. Currently, in the wake of COVID-19, the digital platform was taken help to organize the event. And impunity is obviously a chronic problem in Nepal, Mr. Dahal said. To end the impunity, all side stakeholders should press the state side continuously.
Yeah. On the occasion, daughter of a slain journalist, D. Kaudinya, Trishna Acharya, she said that, we had said in the last program too, government needs to come up with concrete plan to address impunity on the crimes against journalists. The delayed justice has further victimized the victims, she expressed worryingly. The state has failed to be the guardian of the conflict victim families, and even the social security of victim journalist families should be considered now, she said. Adding, we must not be politically categorized. It further victimizes us.
Nanuji, there was also the daughter of slain journalist Devi Prasad Dital.
Yeah, of course. Yes, the daughter of Devi Prasad Dital, Manisha Dital, was also. Yeah. She said that it has already been more than 10 years we have been prodding the government agencies, including judiciary, but we have not got justice yet. And we are quite demotivated.
It means the justice to the families of Devi Prasad Dital is obstructed. Justice is denied. It's his daughter said it has been almost a decade. Our family have not get justice. Yes, another member of the victim journalist was also present, I think. Yeah. Can you share what did she say?
Yeah, she was the daughter of senior journalist Balram Bania, which you just mentioned before, that he recently died a few months back. Though his death has been shown to be natural, but it seems quite suspicious to us. And his daughter too said that her father Balram met mysterious death last August. I believe my father, who did journalism for 30 years for the sake of good governance in the country, was killed merely over the news he wrote. My father was also pressed from various sides to justify the news he wrote in the Daily, she said. And she also informed us that he had faced few death threats as well on the news he had written. And she asked for the cooperation from fellow journalists to get justice during the program.
Sushmita Banya, the daughter of the journalist Balram Banya, who met mysterious death last August, expressed doubt over the death of her father. And the family is seeking justice, and she also needed cooperation from all sides. Yes, at the same program, there was the member of Truth and Reconciliation Commission, Ms. Bishnu Pokhrel, who also said what Truth and Reconciliation Commission was doing to investigate on the complaints lodged there. On the occasion, at the program, she said, any complaint filed by the families of the victim journalists which fall under its jurisdiction is investigated and recommendation made to the government. She made the commitment. And she also sought assistance from different sides to ensure justice to the victim. She added that preliminary and detailed investigations are conducted on the complaint. According to her, there are a total of 3,787 complaints at the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And she said that the activities there were affected because of the COVID-19, this coronavirus threat. However, she expressed commitment that the storm of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission will not spare time, so they will not waste time to ensure justice to the victim of the insurgency period. And she, other speaking there, had stressed that the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which was formed as the transitional justice mechanism, should be stronger and work effectively and independently as per its jurisdictions.
Yeah, that's great to get the commitment of the commission's member. But at the program, we also had a director of National Human Rights Commission, Yagya Prasad Adhikari, who said that the government must not show apathy to bring to book the violators of human rights. He informed us that the National Human Rights Commission had made public the names of human rights violators over different times and made recommendation to the government, which was done in its 20 years of investigation. However, he expressed worry that only 10.5% recommendations were implemented.
The NSRC senior official, Mr. Adhikari, took the program as an opportunity to say that the human rights body at the National Human Rights Commission made public the name of human rights violators by conducting investigations over 20 years, two decades indeed. It is a very important work. I think it helps a lot for the justice bodies, government, and other freedom of expression advocates and rights defenders to know how the human rights was violated in the country. And whether the journalist case are there or not, that is also interesting issue. Yeah,
but it's worrying that only 10.5% recommendations have been implemented till date. Although the foreign ministers make commitment in Geneva, Mr. Adhikari added that Nepal government respects human rights. It is in practice, but very weak at home. So the victims of armed conflicts are still awaiting for justice. I think the transitional justice mechanism must be more active and strong to help end impunity, he said at the program. He also added that NHRC has been continuously recommending the government for protection of human rights. However, he expressed worry over failure of the first term of the transitional justice mechanism.
In the same programs, the vice president of the umbrella organization of Nepali journalists, that is Federation of Nepali Journalists, Bipul Pokhrel, mentioned that it was quite worrying for the FNJ and journalists that impunity relating to crime against journalists is a permanent issue, always a recurring issue in Nepal. He expressed worry in such manner. And he said FNGA has been continuously urging the government and other stakeholders to ensure justice to the victim journalist, he reminded at the programs.
Yeah, that's really worrying. And similarly, Freedom Forum too has been continuously prodding government to address the several cases of impunity, but the work done is very little. In this line, Freedom Forum's chairman, Mr. Haribinod Adhikari, also expressed sadness over the failure of previous term of the transitional justice mechanism. The victim families were not ensured justice. He hoped such programs would also help to create atmosphere to exert pressure on the concerned sides to address impunity. What do you think, Nayan sir?
Yes, Freedom Forum has stated that it had also invited the representative from government side, like Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Home Ministry, Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Nepal Police and other officials, but they failed to attend the programs. However, as the report says, that this program might have been fruitful to remind different stakeholders to come together to discuss the present situations of the impunity related to crime against journalists. And most importantly, the event reminded the past days how horrible those days were for the journalist and what action are needed. Similarly, bringing together the member of the families of slain journalist or the victim journalist in the programs and express their views. This was also important aspects of the event, I think. What do you think? What is your observation?
Yes, of course, sir. Such programs should be held not only yearly. I think so, the prodding to the government is a very continuous process and lobbying is a very continuous process, which Freedom Forum has been doing since years. And we have been lately seeing a few effects that accused have been arrested in the murder cases of the journalist recently, which Narayan sir just mentioned before.
Yes, like the murderer of Dekendra Thapa, of Birendra Saad, arrest of such murders in the recent month, I think some months back, is also a result of such monitoring, I think, such advocacy or such programs that creates a kind of moral pressures for the security body, for the government, or it provides information as well, and so it helps to improve, address the impunity relating to crime against journalists. I think our podcast for today is over, and we will come to the possibly also about the same issue in the next episode as well. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Narayan sir. Okay, see you in the next podcast. With this, we have come to an end to today's episode. Thank you very much for listening.